This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide at easybiblenamesguide.com, which has got special Black Friday pricing from now until midnight today, Pacific Standard Time, at easybiblenamesguide.com. Check it out. Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 594. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. If this is your first time here, welcome. I'm happy to meet you. If you've been here before, welcome back. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's the New Testament. Today, we're going to begin the seven-chapter book of Micah, with the reading of chapters 1 through 3 from the New Life Version. After today, we'll have only six more Old Testament books, and all but one of those books we'll read in just one episode. The book of Zechariah will take 4.5 episodes. Of course, on our Tuesday and Thursday readings, we are already into the last book of the New Testament, the book of Revelation. We're still on track to conclude the Old Testament on Monday, December 19th, and the New Testament on Tuesday, December 20th. And I have to say that I'm praying about what lies ahead for me and this podcast beyond that. Would you pray with me? All right, let's get started with the book of Micah. Micah chapter 1. This is the word of the Lord which came to Micah of Moresheth about Samaria and Jerusalem in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O people, all of you. Listen, O earth, and all who are in it. The Lord God will speak against you from his holy house. See, the Lord is coming from his place. He will come down and walk on the high places of the earth. The mountains will melt under him, and the valleys will break open, like a candle in front of the fire, like water poured down a hill. All this is because Jacob would not obey, and because of the sins of the people of Israel. What is Jacob's sin? Is it not Samaria? What is the high place of Judah? Is it not Jerusalem? So I will make Samaria a waste in the open country, making it a place to plant grape fields. I will pour her stones down into the valley and lay open the base of the city. All of her false gods will be broken to pieces. Everything given in the place of worship will be burned with fire. I will destroy all her objects of worship, for she gathered them from the pay of a woman who sells the use of her body. They will return to pay a woman who sells the use of her body. Because of this, I must cry out in sorrow. I must go without shoes and clothing. I must cry out like the wild dogs and cry in sorrow like the ostriches. For her hurt cannot be cured. It has come to Judah. It has come to the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. Do not tell about it in Gath. Do not cry at all. Roll in the dust in Beth-le-Ephrah. Go on your way, people of Shaphar, without clothing and in shame. The people of Zaanan do not come out. Cries of sorrow come from Beth-Ezel. Its help is taken from you. Those who live in Meroth become weak, waiting for good, because trouble has come down from the Lord to the gate of Jerusalem. Tie the war wagons to the horses, you people of Lachish. You were the beginning of sin to the people of Zion, for the sins of Israel were found in you. So give gifts to Moresheth-Gath. The people of Akzib will fool the kings of Israel. I will bring one who will beat you in battle, O people of Mareesha. The shining greatness of Israel will come to Adullam. Cut off all your hair in sorrow for the children you love. Let no hair be on your head like the eagle, for your children will be taken away from you. Micah chapter 2. It is bad for those who make plans to do wrong, who lie on their beds thinking of something sinful to do. When morning comes, they do it because it is in their power. They want fields that belong to someone else and take them. They want houses and take them. They rob a man and his house, a man and what has been given to him. So the Lord says, I am planning trouble against this family, from which you cannot save yourselves. You will no longer walk in pride, for it will be a time of much trouble. On that day they will make fun of you and sing a bitter song of sorrow, saying, We are destroyed and everything is gone. My people's land is divided. He takes it from me. He gives our fields to those who turned against us. So you will have no one among the Lord's people to divide the land in a right way for you. The people say to me, Do not speak about these things, because we will not be put to shame. Should it be said, O people of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord angry? Would he do such things? Do not my words do good to the one whose way is right and good? My people have begun to hate those who are at peace with them. You pull the coat off from a brother Israelite, from those who pass by in peace like men returning from war. You drive the women of my people away from their beautiful houses. You take my greatness away from their children forever. Get up and go away, for this is no place of rest, because it is made unclean. It is destroyed with much suffering. If a man comes, speaking lies, and says, I will speak to you about wine and strong drink, he would be the one for these people. I will gather all of you together, Jacob. I will gather all those left of Israel. I will put them together like sheep within a fence, like a flock in its field. The land will be filled with the noise of many people. The one who breaks open the way will go out before them. They will break through the gate and go out. Their king will pass through before them, and the Lord will lead them. Micah chapter 3. And I said, Hear now, leaders of Jacob and rulers of the people of Israel, should you not know what is fair? Yet you hate good and love sin. You tear off the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones. You eat my people's flesh, pull off their skin, break their bones, and cut them up like meat for the pot. Then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer them. He will hide his face from them at that time, because they have done sinful things. This is what the Lord says about the men who speak in God's name and lead my people the wrong way. When they have something to eat, they speak of peace. But they make holy war against him who does not feed them. So night will come to you without a special dream. Darkness will come to you without any word about the future. The sun will go down on those who speak about special dreams, and the day will become dark over them. Those who tell what is going to happen in the future will be ashamed. Those who learn about the future using their secret ways will be ashamed. They will all cover their mouths because there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord, with what is fair, and with strength. I am able to make known to Jacob his wrongdoing, and to Israel his sin. Now listen to this, you leaders of Jacob and rulers of the people of Israel. You hate what is fair and turn everything around that is right. You built Zion with blood and Jerusalem with much wrongdoing. Her leaders take pay in secret for doing wrong. Her religious leaders teach for a price. Her men who tell what is going to happen in the future do it for money. Yet they rest upon the Lord and say, Is not the Lord among us? No trouble will come to us. So because of you, Zion will be plowed as a field, Jerusalem will be laid waste, and the mountain of the Lord's house will be covered with trees. This is your last call for Black Friday pricing on my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Are you sure about the way you're pronouncing those long Old Testament or even New Testament names? Really? Are you sure? Do you ever read the Bible in a group setting? You can read any Bible name with confidence if this book is in your library. You can download a PDF version today and get it for less than half price, but only until midnight tonight, Pacific Standard Time, at EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Thanks. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. This book, although much shorter, is a bit like the book of Isaiah. That book was about Judah and Jerusalem, and Micah's prophecy here was about Samaria and Jerusalem. Micah brings God's warning about the coming judgment of Israel, and he mourns it. The sins of Israel are laid out: idolatry, covetousness, oppression, rejection of God's word, corrupt leaders, both spiritual and political leaders. And boy, am I glad we don't live back then. We've come so far, haven't we? Right. Thankfully for Israel, though, the upcoming chapters do have some encouraging words. It's important to remember that God's judgments are not vengeful towards His people. They're motivated by love, as you'll see in Monday's reading. What are your thoughts? Write me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Remember, Black Friday pricing is over tonight at midnight Pacific Standard Time. More than half off my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, at EasyBibleNamesGuide.com. Come on, don't miss out. Get it today. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.